Dick Wood Jr., the CEO and president of Wawa for more than half a century, has died. His great-grandfather founded the Wawa Dairy in 1902. During Wood's time at the helm, the chain expanded to 900 stores across six states and became a household name. He was 88. Well, even though plastic bags have been banned in Philly since 2021, a new study finds nearly a quarter of businesses aren't complying. Zoe Reed with WHYY's Climate Desk reports environmentalists are calling for tougher enforcement.
Nonprofit Penn Environment says 20% of the businesses it surveyed are still providing plastic bags. Plastic bags often make their way to landfills and incinerators and break into tiny microplastics, polluting the environment. Farron Savitz is a zero-waste advocate with the organization. He's calling for greater enforcement and education.
One thing I found when talking with some of the businesses we surveyed was they didn't know about the law, or they didn't know what all the requirements were.
Half of businesses are also failing to comply with a new law requiring them to charge 10 cents for paper or reusable bags. However, a city spokesperson says progress has been made, and there has been a drop in complaints of non-compliance since 2022. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Health officials are warning of a potential measles exposure at Philadelphia International Airport over the 4th of July weekend. Officials say a person with measles traveled through terminals A, B, and C on the morning of the 4th of July. Our news partners at 6ABC report that officials are advising anyone who was at the airport during the holiday to check their vaccination status and monitor for symptoms, including the telltale rash. Outside right now in Center City, Philadelphia, skies are clear. Temperatures hovering in the 80s across the Delaware Valley. Right now, 83 in Downingtown and 85 in Center City, Philadelphia.